We're here at the Bear Crop Science Ag Issues Forum just prior to the Commodity Classic in San Antonio. With me is Jeff Neen, who is Bear Crop Science Vice President, Head of Strategic Initiatives and RTP Operations. We're going to talk about the global seed business a little bit. First of all, just talk about Bear's investment as far as innovation in the seed business.
Okay, well, let me just say first that we've moved our seeds, global seeds headquarters to RTP, North Carolina. This is something which reflects our presence in the market and our desire to be close to the market. And the Americas, North America and South America, are really the biggest market for the genetically modified seeds that we produce. So we are making a lot of investments in the RTP area to support our seeds research and development activities. 2 years ago, we opened a brand new greenhouse, a 60,000 square foot greenhouse. You might remember that. That's now fully operational, and we're very proud of that. It's a big tourist attraction. A lot of people want to see it and see the state-of-the-art facility. We have acquired another parcel of land adjacent to our site. We were coming to the point where we were unable to really develop the site any further because there are covenants that are placed on the land that you can only develop number of facilities relative to the area of the land. So we acquired another 70 acres of land. That gives a lot of room for further development. So I think that signifies that the likelihood of us making additional investments is very high. Globally, we're making a lot of investments in terms of breeding stations. One of the crops that we are developing commercially is soybeans, and we have acquired and are building a number of breeding station facilities in particularly in South America, Brazil, and Argentina. We're also investing heavily as a future crop. We have no commercial activities yet in wheat, and our prime investment is in at University of Lincoln, Nebraska. We have a strong collaboration with the University of Lincoln. They've been very helpful to us in providing the area to build our facilities and also cooperation in terms of germplasm access.
Well, one of the big topics here at the Ag Issues Forum, as it has been, is biotechnology and GMOs and public perceptions of GMOs. And tell me about Bear's involvement with GMO Answers, which is one of the industry's answers to this situation and trying to explain things to consumers.
I think if you've listened today, I mean, there's a lot of controversy around GM crops. A lot of people don't understand the technology. If they don't understand it, they naturally fear it's bad. And we've got to put that right, because GM crops, I really believe this, bring a lot of benefits, not just to the growers, because in terms of profitability, but also to the quality and amount of food that we can put on people's tables. We recognize also that there's a lot of misinformation that's said about GM crops. There's a lot of people try to justify their own opinions. So we wanted to put that right. So we have a coalition of companies who have interests in GM crops who really contributed to GMOanswers.com. And this is the opportunity to have an open dialogue. We encourage the asking of really difficult questions so that we can answer them, and we can answer them in an objective way. You can go onto the website and you can read all those answers. They're there. They're there for peer review. And we believe this is the right way to develop that dialogue.
Now, this website has been up for about a year or so at this point now. What kind of traffic are you getting? What kind of reactions are you getting from people, the general public?
I mean, I think generally very good. I think that the answers that we're providing from an industry, we're trying to provide it in a way which is meaningful rather than just scientific gobbledygook.
Exactly.
So I think in a way that we're doing this, I think it is resonating with the public now. Obviously, we'd like there to be more resonance and a higher level of interest in the website, but slowly but surely it is building.
Well, I mean, do you find that people may feel that because you're a company that's invested in GMOs that you have a vested interest and you're going to say what is most important to you, right?
Of course, and there is that always that a problem associated with being part of the process to provide the answers. We're always going to live with that problem, but I think there is a genuine desire here to get the right information into the hands of the public.
Well, we're talking about seeds, and really the theme of this particular meeting is what the world wants, and we're talking about feeding the world. It's an ongoing theme that we hear, we've been hearing for years and years, and really it starts with the seed. And that's why what Bayer Crop Science is doing with seeds and seed technology and innovation and research is so important.
Correct. And we recognize that, obviously, for a crop like wheat, we already are a big player, if not the biggest player, in wheat from our crop protection portfolio. The next generation of products will be new varieties of wheat that we will be able to introduce to the grower for his benefit or her benefit, because we believe that wheat, a crop like wheat, has not received the technological input and advances that crops like corn and soybeans have. And farmers are rightly asking the question, in my opinion, why aren't you investing in wheat? Look what you've done in corn and soybeans. You can now grow corn and soybeans in North Dakota, which you couldn't 10 years ago, and they're very successful. But they're competing now for wheat acres. Why aren't we investing in wheat? Well, now we can say we are.
Why haven't you until now? I mean, why haven't the companies done it until now?
I mean, I think one of the difficulties is that corn and soybeans are more amenable to genetic modification. We do not yet have a market acceptance around the genetic modification of wheat, and that is always going to be a difficult problem that we have to address before we actually embark down that road. Our first objective in the wheat breeding that we're doing is to try to create a successful and stable hybrid. If we can do that, it will have immediate benefits for the farmer because it will yield higher, and it will provide us a great platform for introduction of new technologies, whatever they may be, in the future.
All right, very good. Jeff, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I don't think so.
All right, thank you so much. Here at the Bayer Crop Science Ag Issues Forum, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.